In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
So back in high school, I ran track. I was a sprinter. During the week, we had practice each day. Some of those days were conditioning days. On conditioning day, we'd run a quarter mile as fast as we could, get a 5-minute break, and then run another. At first, it's not so bad. You get this break in between, you get a chance to catch your breath. But after each one, it gets harder and harder. Eventually, your legs go numb, your lungs hurt, especially in Los Angeles air. You get side cramps, the 5-minute break gets shorter and shorter. And it wasn't long before we were hurting. Now, once I finished one of those laps, those quarter mile laps around the track, maybe 10 or 12 into the regimen, and I just collapsed on the infield grass, hardly able to move. I was done. There was nothing inside me that was going to get me moving. Now, my track coach, Mr. Carici, he let me lay there until it was time for the next run. And then he told me, he said, "Arise and walk." Well, his words were something closer to "get off your anatomy and move," but it's the same idea. It was still the idea of arise and walk. And now notice I said there was nothing inside me that was going to get me moving, but the voice of my coach, that had a certain force to it, a certain power to it. It wasn't inside me, it was coming from outside of me. Mr. Carici's voice gave me the strength and gave me the motivation to get up and to walk to the start line and to run another quarter mile once again. Without his voice, I never could have done it. But his command, the sound of his voice, the confidence he had in me through that voice, well, that gave me the strength. And that's an example of the power an outside voice can give us when we have nothing left inside. In our two readings this morning, we hear the word arise, get up, three times in two readings. In the reading from Acts, Peter encounters Aeneas bedridden for 8 years. And Peter sees him. He says, "Get up, arise." And Aeneas is able to walk. Aeneas didn't have it within himself to walk, but the power of Peter's voice saying, "Get up and arise," put the power in Aeneas, and that sickbed could hold him no longer. Shortly thereafter, Peter finds Tabitha, who has died. But even death is no match for Peter's voice saying, "Get up, arise," because his voice contained the power of God. What was completely gone from Tabitha is returned with the power of our Savior through Peter's voice. And then finally, in our gospel reading, Jesus finds a man by the sheep gate, where there's this miraculous pool. And every now and then, an angel of the Lord would stir up the waters, and the first person in the water, when it was stirred, would be healed, would be made whole. Among the sick, there was a paralyzed man waiting there 38 years. Now, what were you doing 38 years ago? Right? 38 years is a very long time. And of course, being paralyzed, he is never going to be the first one in the water. And so, with the power of the word arise, get up, Jesus heals a man paralyzed for 38 years. Now, before Jesus heals this man, they have a brief conversation. Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be healed?" And in answering Jesus, the man says something quite profound. He says something wise and intuitive. He says, "I have no one to put me into the pool. And look at me, I am never going to be first." What makes his answer wise and intuitive is his recognition that he needs outside help. The wisdom is the recognition that he needs help from the outside. Now, in each of these three healings, what is inside the person is not enough. Aeneas, who is bedridden, Tabitha, who has died, the paralytic by the pool. Whatever good is in them, alone it is not enough. They need the power, they need the strength, they need the arise, the get up from an outside source. They need it to fill them, to mingle with their inner strength. Now, inner strength is good, to be sure, but sometimes it's not enough, right? Sometimes your inner strength, good as it is not enough. Events in life, or pain, or betrayal, or disappointment, or suffering, or quarantines, even death, these things happen. And sometimes they overwhelm our inner strength, don't they? And we need an outside power added so that we can arise. And now when it's just physical exhaustion, sometimes all you need is a track coach saying, get off your anatomy and move. But you still need the outside voice in order to get up and actually run. But what about when it's something deeper than just physical exhaustion? What about when it's something that's a matter of your soul, a matter of your spirit? How much more important that the outside voice carry with it the grace of God, the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ. I saw something profound about this whole coronavirus pandemic. It said, we are not all in the same boat, but we are all in the same storm. And in this imagery, the storm is the pandemic, but my boat is how it affects me personally, and that's going to be different than how it affects you, and how it affects you, and how it affects you, and how it affects you. It's going to affect each person differently. I mean, I don't know what it's like to lose my business. I don't know what it's like to be a triage nurse in an overflowing hospital. You know, my issues are different. And I want to share just one of them. It's a smaller issue, but it gives us a sense of how sometimes, no matter whether they seem big or small, they're just as real, and sometimes we need the help of an outside voice. So a single example, I had a rather rough moment on Good Friday. It's just a small example, but I was over here at church setting up, getting the tomb in place, getting the shroud ready, all the things that I would normally do Holy Friday morning. I think I shared this with youth group the other night. And I turned around to the empty pews, you know, covered with these pictures here, and just had this huge, huge deflation, just deflated. All these beautiful photos, and it just hit me. We were not going to be together. You know, you try all Lent, the second half of Lent, and all Holy Week to keep it all raised up, and then it hits you. It's not happening. It's not happening. This huge deflation. And so I went home, and Michelle says to me, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I say, "No, I'm not okay." And then I explain what's going on, and she says, "Arise, get up." Although she didn't use those words. And that's important. Arise, get up isn't always those exact words, but it's the concept. Her words were more of the reality of Pascha and the reality of resurrection is not based on what's going on in a specific building, but what's going on with Jesus Christ in his universe, in his creation. But the effect was arise. The effect was get up. A grace in her voice that gave me something that I didn't have in myself. And soon enough, I was okay again. Today, of course, is Mother's Day, and I wish a most blessed and joy-filled day to all of the moms out there, all the mothers out there, mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, nuns, spiritual mothers, every possible type of mother. I wish a blessed and happy Mother's Day. But I know many mothers are going to be separated from kids and grandkids today. Some because their mom has passed, some because their child has passed, some because they're because of distance, many because of this wretched virus. If that is the boat you're in, listen for the voice of grace that will give you the love and peace that you need today. The arise, the get up, and maybe not those words, but the voice of grace will be there if we have ears to hear it. Our beloved high school seniors, separated from friends and favorite teachers, and even your not so favorite teachers, No prom, no graduation, no church camp coming up to look forward to. And yet within that storm, on that boat that you're in, there is light. Because when the boat you're in seems its darkest, listen for the voice of grace saying, "Arise, get up." And whatever boat you're in this storm, there may be days when you feel like you got nothing left inside. You all probably remember the story of the time the disciples were caught in a huge storm on a boat, and they were devastated. They were terrified. The boat is filling with water. But Jesus was sleeping on a cushion in the back of the boat. And the disciples came to him. They said, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." And Jesus says, "No, you're not. Arise. Get up." Well, he doesn't use those words. But his actual words are, "Why are you afraid? Where is your faith?" It's the same idea. I am with you. The voice of the Son of God gave the disciples the power they lacked within themselves. In our scripture today, we heard three healings in two readings, all of them about getting back up. In each of those healings, what is inside the person is just no longer enough. The paralytic by the pool, Aeneas, who is bedridden, Tabitha, who has died, whatever good is in them alone was not enough. They each needed to hear the voice of God coming in. And for us too, your inner strength is good, but sometimes it is not adequate by itself. When that's the case, when those moments come, stop and listen for the voice of grace. Because the voice of grace in those times, it will come. It will come. And whatever the actual words, try to hear the voice of your Savior saying to you, "Arise, get up." Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.